You are listening to episode 19 of the FitsPro podcast, and today's episode really goes out to anyone who has ever associated their body with their worth or their value just in life or in the fitness industry, specifically as a coach. Like, your body has to look a certain way for you to have value in this industry. So that is what I'm talking about today, those lies and how we can get around that. So if that applies to you, then you will enjoy today's episode. Without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Right. Per usual, I am recording this in a villa underneath a comforter to try and reduce as much outside noise as I possibly can. But if you do happen to hear some background noise, I apologize. I'm trying to bring you guys this podcast from wherever the heck I am in the world. So that happens to be in a villa in Vietnam currently. So there's just a little disclaimer before we get started. So today's podcast is really a message based on a lie in the fitness industry, and it really just applies to all humans, I think, at some aspect or some point of their life. And that is the association of your body with your value, or any part of you outside of your body just being your body. So I associated worth and success really with the physical appearance of a fit body from like probably ages 10 to 20, or really into my mid-20s, and I was 100% the person who thought the most ripped trainer knew the most. That was a trainer that you should go to, right? Because they looked a certain part. And clearly that was because they looked the best. I'm sure their genetics had nothing to do with their six-pack, right? It wasn't until college, I think, that I flipped that preconceived notion completely on its head. So with that, I want to address trainers first. It's a fact, and more apparent than ever, that there are super fit looking humans who have no business telling anyone else how to properly train or improve their body, right? Like, social media is the platform that preconceived notion absolutely thrives on. I'd go as far to say that these trainers are dangerous, and maybe that's for another talk, but using looks to sell something that you have no business selling is always dangerous. It's like someone taking steroids and then selling protein powder, like the protein powder got them their results, right? Like, you're not going to look like him taking the whey isolate, bro. Not how he got there. And I'm just personally never down for trainers using their own physical appearance to sell training programs or changing other people's bodies. It's just not something that sits right with me. And those trainers doing so just reinforces this lie that your body appearance, that your physical appearance equals higher value if it looks good, and that's why you should work out. And I just don't agree with that. That's not my philosophy. It also reinforces that if a trainer doesn't look like a bikini competitor, that their training won't make you look like one, which is also false. You know, I could give 20 people my program and they would look completely different because they have different genetics, they're eating differently, there's so many factors that go into it. So that's just false, and it reinforces negative aspects of fitness on both sides, for the trainer and the person purchasing a program. So if you're someone who is looking for a trainer, I challenge you to look deeper than appearance at your trainer. Ask yourself about their background, what is their experience, their philosophy, what results do their, you know, clients get, what results are they claiming you will have with their program. You know, can they solve the problems that you need solved, or do they just look good? Because looking good is not an actual prerequisite for someone to be a trainer. It's worth saying too that a trainer can be both. I'm not saying trainers shouldn't look good or that it's a bad thing if a trainer does look good. A trainer can look fit and be intelligent, plus helpful to their clients' actual needs. I'm just cautioning people to stop at the cover of the book to make their decision whether someone is qualified to be advising people about their training. I hope that that's the message that's coming across here. So now for those trainers out there who feel like they need to look more fit or fill some criteria before they are worthy of being a coach in this industry, you need to stop believing that right now. And I do get it because this industry has done its part in leading you to feel that way, right? You're responsible for your own feelings, but I definitely understand, and I think we can see where those feelings may have originated from. But your value as a coach or trainer is not your body. It does not have to do with your body, not on a physical appearance aspect. Yes, I think your body should be able to do certain things as a trainer, depending on what it is you're teaching people. But as far as how you physically look, that does not dictate your value as a trainer. And like I said, you know, should you practice what you preach? Probably. Should you have a decent level of experience in what you're teaching to your audience and clients? Yes, I personally believe so. I do think you need to demonstrate your worth and value as a trainer somehow, and that does have to happen somehow. But there are so many ways to do this outside of having a body that looks physically appealing. It's just such a risky game trainers play when they use their bodies as a selling point. And I don't ever think it's a good idea to sell someone that if you do X, Y, and Z, you'll look like me. That is something I have never done. It's something that I have steered away from. One, it's a lie. And two, it just breeds such an unhealthy mindset when it comes to fitness. You're just chasing a physical appearance and a change in your body rather than focusing on everything else that fitness can bring you. And I get that some of you might be like, okay, says the pretty fit trainer, which would be me possibly in this situation. I didn't lose the genetic lottery. I am aware of that. Is that an advantage to me? I'd be lying if I told you that I don't think it has been an advantage at some points. But there are far uglier people, if you will, far less fit people than me, helping more people and making more money than I am. I can guarantee you that 100%. So you can keep using your looks and your body as an excuse to not fulfill your potential as a coach, or you can step into your own freaking shoes and make it happen and serve your people and find ways to provide value outside of the way you look to your audience. So to trainers, this is how you can demonstrate your value to your clients and trainees, what you should be looking for when selecting a trainer. Their philosophy should be clear. What is their brand's belief around fitness? What is their general training style? Bodybuilding, CrossFit, kettlebells, powerlifting, you know, barbells only, calisthenics. What do they stand for in that? What type of training do they do? And what type of training do their clients do? What is their area of expertise? Do they have one? Because they should if you're going to them for help. If you're into kettlebells, I would tell you to go to my girl Brittany. If you, and I'll tag these people, you know, if you're into CrossFit, then I would tell you to go to Active Life, RX, or Brute Strength. If you need a bikini coach, I have like three girls who I know would treat you right and do that in the healthiest way possible. If you are into powerlifting or you need to maybe sign up for your first meet, you're getting into it, I would send you to Chrissy King or Meg Squats. You know, I have experts that I know in the field who I would refer you to if you're interested in these things, and I will make sure that I tag all of those people and their websites in the show notes if those are things that you're interested in, or if you just want to see examples of what I'm talking about. People who provide value outside of the way their body physically looks to their clients. You know, is it clear where they stand and what their programming offers to their clients? And is that based on looking like them? If looking like them is the main selling point, I would steer you away from that because it shouldn't be. And again, that's just my personal belief. But if you're here, then I am guessing that your beliefs, you know, are somewhat in line with that, and or that it frustrates you as a trainer and a client to see that type of marketing in the fitness industry. So if you're a trainer believing the lie that you need to look a certain way to be of value in this industry, I hear you, I do. But I also challenge you to go hard on providing undeniable value to your audience and your clients. Take your stand, be clear, and be polarizing with your philosophy in training or nutrition or whatever it is that you specialize in. And hey, if you are wanting to change your body, that's fine. I'm not saying we can't want to change our bodies. Be open and honest and share that with your community as a coach. Tell them that you love your body, that you're on this journey and that you're grateful for it, and you are also in the process of wanting to change it. That makes you more relatable for your people. That doesn't make you a bad trainer, that you don't love the way your body looks right now, and it's okay to want to change that while still embracing your body and everything that it's capable of. So like I said, that just makes you more relatable for your people. No one truly wants a perfect trainer. They want someone who will understand their needs as a human first, plus help them reach their fitness goals, right? So human first, then trainee. That will absolutely help you sell whatever it is you're selling. And it will also help provide a huge value to your audience and to your clients. So that is all I have for today. That was a quickie, but something that has been on my mind as summer rounds the corner and everyone is selling six packs and Brazilian butt lifts. I'll have a post, I'm sure, coming on this soon as well. But just know that your value doesn't change when your body does. So even if you change it, that doesn't make you a more valuable trainer. It might make you a more valuable trainer in that you have been through a process of some kind that you can now relate to people on a different level. But the way that you look, period, does not add value to you as a trainer. And if you take away anything from today's episode, I hope is that your value as a trainer certainly does not depend on your physical appearance. So hopefully I got that into everyone's head here as a trainee and a trainer. If you loved this episode or found value in it or find value in any of the Fitspro podcast episodes, please share it with your friends, send it to your friends, share it on social media. I see all of that. I appreciate all of that. And like I always say, you guys are the microphones. So please, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe to the podcast, rate it, give it 5 stars, leave a review. I don't look at those often enough as I should, but I do appreciate it. Nonetheless, it does help get me in front of more people, and that is so, so, so appreciated. So until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you for listening to the Fitspro Podcast.